As Thanksgiving looms, you may be thinking about what treats you'll be baking this week. But as you may have discovered, baking at higher altitudes, such as here in Colorado, is different than baking at lower altitudes. To find out more about what this actually means and what adjustments we should make to have our desserts not collapse before the big meal, we went to CSU to talk with some experts about baking at altitude. Marisa Bunning is a professor and extension specialist at Colorado State University. She began by explaining why Coloradans have become experts at high-altitude baking.
Colorado's always been looked to for providing high-elevation guidance because, you know, the surrounding states call us and ask us what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So we've taken the lead many decades ago when researchers from CSU actually would go up to higher elevations and they didn't have a lab, so they took their equipment with them and worked in pretty primitive surroundings to try and better understand what the difference is with our environment here. We have a lighter blanket of air over us, and that impacts all kinds of food preparation.
Can you tell us a little bit about the science behind baking at high altitude, and why does altitude change the way things come out?
It has to do with that lighter blanket of air. We have, because we are at higher elevation, we have less air pressure here. So things like when bread rises because of the yeast, mm-hmm. it can actually rise faster, and cakes as well. But it doesn't properly set. It doesn't get a structure before it rises to a point that actually collapses. So it seems like a good thing that things rise quickly, but it can, you know, turn into a product that doesn't turn out the way you want it to.
That's such a nice way of saying it collapsed. All right. So how about some practical tips for people? You know, you're looking at a recipe. What might be some quick adjustments that you could make?
We have some great information that's available, but the main things are you may need to adjust the time that you're cooking something.
Length of time. Uh-huh.
You may need to adjust the temperature, and you may need to adjust the recipe. So though it can fall into those three things, and sometimes you might need to adjust all three.
So what would be an example of adjusting the recipe?
Because of the lower air pressure, leavening will actually work more efficiently here. So we suggest reducing the leavening. In other words, you may need to decrease the amount of baking soda or baking powder when you're baking cookies.
Okay. Yeah.
The other thing is, because of our drier climate, you may need to increase the liquid. And this might mean adding more eggs or using larger eggs or adding water.
Okay.
Okay. Another thing that may help is, especially with breads and cakes, you may need to raise the temperature of the oven because that can help set the structure a little faster and you can avoid the collapse of the baked product.
So, you know, we talked about some tips, and I know this is something that you're really interested in studying, but like why do these fixes work from a scientific standpoint?
That's interesting. I think you can always trace it back to the science, and because of that lighter blanket of air, that less pressure, and that explains why things can rise quicker here and why we make the adjustments that we do in leavening. And then with our drier climate, it has to do with the same issue of water evaporating faster here. So that would be why you would need to add more water. And with all the changes that can take place because of the differences, that's one of the reasons that you raise the temperature of the oven. But you always have to watch things closely because that higher temperature will also have an impact on how long something will need to bake. So it's a trial and error process, and we recommend that people take very good notes as they're making changes so they can remember what did and didn't work so they can try it again.
That was Marisa Bunning, a professor and extension specialist at Colorado State University. This is a TV commercial cookie. Everything's been done to this one. The high altitude adjustments, the refrigeration of the dough. Trust me, it's golden, soft. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, this is so good. I'm not even kidding. And don't worry, we didn't forget about pie. Heidi Engelhardt, a master student of food science at CSU, gave us a few tips for baking pies at higher altitudes while we were there.
At higher elevations, because there is less pressure above us, the water can evaporate quicker. Mm-hmm. And one of the main ingredients in pie crust is water. And it's very pertinent that you hydrate the pie dough, again, with cold water, because you don't want the butter to melt, because that's what creates like the flakiness in the pie. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes you might just need to add a couple tablespoons extra of water, maybe to what the recipe says. Sometimes the recipe would give a range, but it's always nice to kind of feel the dough and make sure that it feels pretty hydrated. Mm-hmm. If you refrigerate it after it's been hydrated, again, that butter will harden up and that will help the structure of your pie crust when it's being baked, because you don't want it to kind of melt and that's when it will fall or get soggy. So making sure that it's properly hydrated, making sure that it doesn't feel dry before you shape it, and then refrigerating it, taking it back out, shaping it as quickly as you can, essentially, and then you can start filling your pie.
Is there anything special we should do with the filling?
For pumpkin pie, I would definitely, you should test the recipe first and then kind of see what happens. You might need to add an extra egg if you kind of need more structure, or it's possible for other pies that it could spill over. So maybe decreasing some of the ingredients, maybe some of the water ingredients, maybe a little less fruit, draining some of the water out if it's cooked or not cooked, because it's possible that it could spill over as well.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't fill it up all the way too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. I'm feeling more confident. honestly, I know this isn't about me, but...